Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on using sound for trauma and PTSD, which is a really important subject. And our intention is that everybody might be able to resolve all trauma and all PTSD with sound and vibration. That's all. And we're going to share a lot of different techniques to be able to do just that. Okay. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute in Sausalito, right outside San Francisco. We've got this. So we've got our open house coming up next weekend, Sunday, August 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then we also do many meditations with sound, and then put everybody on the sound table. Everybody gets blissed out. Nobody wants to leave. So it's right outside San Francisco on Sausalito from 1 to 5. And you can just show up. We also have our online sound treatment center that you can get a one-on-one treatment with the best sound there is, way better than Zoom. And so we've trained everybody on how to do miking, and so it sounds incredible. We even have compressor limiters and reverb for people. So you can check that out and get a treatment at soundtreatmentcenter.com. Or if you want to be a practitioner, just click on the practitioner menu, and you can sign up as a practitioner, and we'll even train you on miking. We also have our certificate program in person starting September 3rd in Sausalito, and it's actually half in person and half online. The in-person part is 3.5 months, and it's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights, so with occasional Tuesday, occasional weekend, and it's the rest is online. And it's also, that takes 6 months. It's also about how sound works at all levels of reality and how it works in the entire universe, especially for healing. And we have many techniques that we teach on how to actually make a career out of this. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So that's starting September 3rd. And then you can do the whole program online as well. In fact, you could actually start August 20th or 29th, which is just next this coming week. And there's ongoing enrollment every 2 weeks. It works really well online. We've got a lot of online students, and we've been doing this for 20 years, so we kind of got it down. And it's really effective. Our instructors are quite unbelievable. Let me put it this way. The program is way beyond anything you ever imagined. It's really about how sound works at all levels of reality. And so it's really good for your own healing, to be able to do treatments on others, to be able to do sound baths or concerts, and even do workshops as well, and just make a living of this, and help change the planet. To get sound into the mainstream is our big goal, so that we can heal ourselves and each other again, take our power back. We also have a recording program starting. Besides writing the number one selling book in sound healing, I wrote the number one selling book in audio recording, both The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. That semester starts September 10th, and it's on Tuesdays from 12 to 2 p.m. And then you've got a lab each week for 8 to 10 hours that you have to do. And it's about how to record, mix, and produce with just about any digital audio workstation, and how to make music and sound that actually affects people on a much deeper level in the recording studio. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell, and it tells you exactly what notes are missing and what notes, when they're missing, what they correspond to based on 20 years of research in hospitals and doing voice analyses and therapy centers. And then the client or whoever you're working with, or you, if you're the client, you get a four CD downloads, or physical CDs if you want, to be able to get those notes that are missing back in your system. Actually, it just can be from 2 to 4. And we also do treatments, so you can check that out at voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also have our brainwave software where we can find your brainwave rhythm when you're at peace. It's actually an average of your heart rate and brainwave rate, which you don't have to average out when you're at peace. And then we give you CD downloads tuned to your brain, because binaural beats that create rhythms that put your brain into different brainwave states are way better when it's tuned to your natural rhythm when you're at peace. So that would be delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning and sports, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. You can get the software or book a treatment at yourhomenote.com. We also have all of our classes. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can find all of our classes. And we've got an advanced certificate program coming up as well with some really interesting classes, including one of people's favorites, and that's the acupuncture class for tuning forks. We also have our store with over 500 instruments and technologies. We've got crystal balls, Tibetan balls, tuning forks, all types of instruments and melodic instruments. We also have a full range of vibroacoustics, which are sound lounges that vibrate, sound tables. We have pillows and dolphins and vests with 6 speakers. Oh my God, they're so effective. In fact, they're especially effective for PTSD, so we're going to be talking about them a lot today. And then we got our sound therapy center, not only the online one, but we do treatments here at the Institute. We can do a whole sound treatment on you, and we can also do massage on the sound table, or the brainwave and the voice analysis as well. You can find that at soundtherapycenter.com. And then the Research Foundation, we have the Medical Sound Association, we're just about to be talking about, and then the Sound Education Association, where we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. That's at soundeducationassociation.com. And then we also have the database of over 1,000 clinical papers and student papers that is really searchable and really just a great resource. Okay, those are the main things we have going on. So when it comes to PTSD, you know, what we've done is, if you've been watching lately, we've actually created the Medical Sound Association to be able to, we have bi-monthly meetings where we've created treatment plans for a full range of issues. And so we've got treatment plans for grief and anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction, sleep, anger, adrenals, thyroid, heart condition, and suicide even. And it's really a 30-page document that shows the medical causes and information about the medical issue. That way we can, that will inform what we actually do with the sound. And then we've got our conceptual framework as to how we approach it from a theoretical perspective. And then we have the preparation for the practitioner to get ready. And then we've got safety guidelines on exactly how to not hurt people, which is really important. And then we got the intake questions to ask, full range. And then we have the actual sound treatments. And then we have homework on how to what to give them to have them work on, and then treatments other than sound for every one of these issues, 30 pages. Right. So today we're doing the trauma and PTSD. So let's take a look at that one, actually. So I'll go right to our document. This is the document that's on the site. So PTSD There are many types of trauma and PTSD. There's mild trauma that may not even affect you at all. Acute trauma that could be from a single incident that can really affect you. Chronic trauma, which is repeated and prolonged exposure to traumatic events. And then complex trauma, where you have multiple events over a long time that could be really intense events. I mean, probably the best example of these are people that are in war, or actually the worst example of all is first responders. I mean, they go through and experience trauma or witness trauma every day. I mean, often many traumas every day. It's really the most extreme case, actually, probably even more than war, although war can be pretty intense. And these all create post-traumatic stress disorder, which is where it doesn't get processed. And it's interesting, there's a lot of different causes of this. It could be a genetic predisposition to mental disorders. Sudden life changes, getting fired, moving to a new area, becoming a caretaker for a loved one. I mean, any major change can freak a lot of people out. Death of a loved one or loss of a relationship, accident or injury, abuse, physical, sexual, verbal, emotional, or social. Just witnessing trauma can create PTSD. And also there's violence that you take on, abandonment, homelessness, imprisonment, racism, traumatic birth, a terrorist event, natural disasters, health crisis, medical procedures, parents' neglect, bullying, repeated exposure, and war and combat conditions. The truth is, if you look at this, just witnessing trauma, I mean, we've all got PTSD. I mean, if you've even read the news, you can get PTSD from just looking at the news. If you're present with what's going on the planet, I mean, it's kind of like built in on this planet that we've got trauma just by being a human, right? It's not, I mean, the amount of chaos and craziness out there is really difficult to handle for a lot of people, right? The signs include shaking, trembling. Now, all of these different little issues can be dealt with a little bit differently with sound, but we're just going to be doing the overall. So you got shaking, trembling, crying, sobbing, hypervigilance, shock, fatigue, grief, digestive issues, disassociation, muscle shutdown, and joint stiffness or pain, depression, headache, regrets, inability to move on, hoarding, compulsive behavior, eating disorders, fight and flight responses, and the freeze response. So there's all these different treatments for them. Of course, a lot of them include drugs as well. And some of these can be pretty effective, but it's a very difficult issue because I think the reason that it's especially difficult is two reasons. One is a lot of these treatments are not dealing with the actual trauma getting embedded in the body at a cellular level. Some people say it gets embedded actually in the muscles. Some say it gets embedded in the blood or in the bones, right? So a lot of these are mental and emotional issues, the treatments that deal with PTSD. Whereas with sound, we can actually go into the body, even down to the cellular level with vibration, and overcome the chaos that's been created by that PTSD. The other thing that often is not dealt with is PTSD in the brain often shows up as a theta loop. If you do an EEG map on the brain, you can actually see it looping. It's like it's looping over and over where you're repeating the trauma in your head, especially anytime you think of it. So there's a lot of these, even talk therapy and such, you know, they don't really deal with this loop and how to deal with that. And we can actually use brainwave entrainment and address that directly. So I think sound is unbelievably effective. So we've got a guy named Ed Rupert who has gotten all of my lounges, sound lounges. I'm going to just mention this up front. He's actually got contracts in Colorado with over 4,000 or 75% of all of the police and fire stations in Colorado. That's about 4,000 first responders. And if they have a crisis, which means about to commit suicide, then Ed will go out with what he calls his black op ambulance, because they don't want any stigma, and he'll put them on the actual sound lounge, and he's saved over 300 lives in the last 5 years. And generally, the thing that's going on is they're about to commit suicide. There's such a high rate of suicide for first responders because the trauma they witness is so intense, especially if they ever make a mistake. And then that's even a second, you know, even more intense trauma. So you can actually find his organization at 911overwatch.org. And it's so effective that now police and fire stations are calling us and implementing the sound lounges at throughout all of Colorado. So what we're looking at is to actually bring this into every state, right? Because, again, the problem right now is it's so hard to these issues. Let me put it this way. First responders don't want to go to a hospital. They don't want to go to a mental ward, right? That stigma is like, it's like saying, you know, I can't handle it. And they're macho. I mean, even the women are macho, right? They're about handling things, so they don't want that stigma at all. So we really need to have a place like Ed's place to be able to deal with all of this trauma. Ed's got a whole range of doctors and people that work with mental emotional issues besides using the sound lounges as well. I mean, this should be required for every state, and that's where we're headed, to actually be able to implement that. Okay, I kind of got off track here, but let's go back to what we can do with PTSD here. Okay, so the conceptual framework is the theoretical approach on how we're going to approach this issue. And this is the most important because there's a million ways you can do sound, right? But it's really, if you just figure out the overall approach, then you can, you know, you can add in any of your own techniques here. You don't have to do what we're doing, but as long as you know the conceptual framework of what we're trying to do. So the first thing here that I put in is to use, or from the meeting as well, we had a big meeting on this with our Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists. And if you have anything to contribute to this, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and then we can add in your contributions to this as well, because this is an ongoing document. The first thing is to use intake questions to develop connection and trust. This is especially important because to be able to talk about and address deep trauma, most people don't want to do it. So there's got to be serious trust for them to be able to open up and even dive into a therapy for it. Right? So it's really important to be very careful with the intake questions and non-judgmental. And, you know, people can tell when anybody thinks that they're a little weird, right? So you really have to just see them as a pure, perfect spirit in every way. The next thing here is that's so important is really peace. And this is the main thing we do with sound. We've actually gone over this in detail in the last few weeks, but I'll just give you the overview here, because there's on our site here, if you go here, which is, by the way, is actually, oh, let's see what the URL, I forget the URL. The URL is medicalsoundassociation.com, and then /sound-4-trauma-PTSD. But if you just go to medicalsoundassociation.com, you'll find the link to it. Okay. So peace on this site, when you go here, you'll see, you can click here and get a detailed list of what all of these things we can do with sound to create peace. I've actually done a whole show on just that, so I'm not going to go into detail, but if you're new here, you can go to this site and click on that, and we'll go over a good overview, besides going to my book, which is the next big step, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. Okay. So let me give you the quick overview. First of all, listening. We can listen to frequencies, which are stable, consistent vibrations that create peace. We can listen to archetypal frequencies. The best that probably the best is the Schumann resonance. It's the main frequency that everybody is synced to on this planet. There's research that shows that everybody's brain is synced to the frequency that vibrates in the atmosphere from lightning. That's called the Schumann resonance. There's some other frequencies that are archetypal as well, but that's the main one. Low frequencies are really effective just because they can really affect the body even more powerfully, just listening to them. But high frequencies are good as well, though. And then frequencies for specific parts of the body, there's a lot of research, and then there's a lot of people that have done intuitive work to figure out different frequencies, and then we're set up a research foundation to pin it down even more. And then there's the frequencies for your whole system, which is the brainwave entrainment we're talking about, where we find your metabolism where you're at peace. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Then there's, besides pure frequencies, we have sounds. You can listen to any instrument, whether it's crystal ball, Tibetan ball, tuning fork, especially drone instruments that actually create a very stable, consistent vibration of peace. Or warm sounds like a harp. A harp is one of the warmest sounds there is. Or you can even use some warm synthesizer sounds. And then you can also use sounds that aren't warm, like even a gong or things that are a little activating that will break up stuck energy. Dissonant sounds break up stuck energy. And even certain rhythms can break up stuck energy. So you can then get back to the peace that we're talking about here. The musical intervals, the most sweetest musical interval is the perfect fifth. Right? A unison is still pretty sweet. That's unison is two of the same. That was an octave I just did. And then perfect fourth is really, really sweet. And then a third. Right. Those are all pretty sweet intervals that you can use, whether you're using two bowls or two notes on a melodic instrument. There's nothing mellower than the perfect fifth, actually. Musical flow. Peace is created by smooth flow, where things build up and break down in a smooth fashion, so there's nothing abrupt. Nothing abrupt, right? A slow fade on a crystal bowl is extremely peaceful. A home note on the key of the song, which is the home note of the key, is best to end on that home note. That's where you're at rest. Da, 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 da. That's the home note. Or dynamics that build slowly and smoothly and get more calming. Slow rhythms are more calming. Music tuned to the breath, so that you do one chord on the in a breath and another chord on the out breath. Almost all of my music is created that way, and it helps entrain you into a slow, smooth, peaceful breath. And then you can even use these intervals in the music as well, and just sweet melodies, right? Then there's energy and tension. It's if you create a stable, consistent vibration that will help and train people into that peace. You can tune into their soul energy, and we talk about that and other times, or bring in universal love, or the best is activate and bring in, or connect to and bring in source energy. Source is intelligent and knows exactly what frequencies to use. Okay. Besides just listening to sounds and music, we can also just have them play the instruments. And that's really effective, especially for PTSD, because it's it gets them moving. It gets them actually activated instead of, sometimes PTSD is almost like depression, where it's really they're just not, they need more activation. Voice work, you can do toning or chant or mantra or voice healing on them. But as we'll talk about in a minute, to actually get them to do voice and make sounds, it's really the very best. We'll go over that in a second. Sounds on the body, this is the best. Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, frame drums, you can hold the frame drum right over the body, get physical vibration into the body. Big Tibetan bowls like the 10 or 12 inch, they're so effective. But here's the number one treatment, and that's the vibroacoustic with sound tables and sound lounges. We'll come back to that. We're just doing the overview right now. Brainwave entrainment tuned to the person. Oh my God, so effective. So effective. Drug therapies. I don't know too much about it, but I've seen so many articles and such about it that it seems to be really effective for a lot of people to be able to actually do either microdosing or full-on trips with people that really know what they're doing, so that you can actually use, that have actually chosen and have tested different sounds and music to help you completely overcome this trauma. Right. So I'm not pushing that, but I've heard a lot of good stories. And then there's, after you get people to a place of peace, then we can actually do the work of transformation. And that is to actually talk about the triggers so that they don't get re-triggered, and what to do when a trigger happens with sound, right? And we'll go over that in detail. And then, again, if we can access higher energies, that's really the best, a higher perspective and intuition. Okay. There's also a full range of people that are different types that we'll address. That's really important. Okay, let's look at the safety guidelines. So with the safety guidelines, with PTSD, you have to be really careful. I mean, there are people that will, I know, have pulled out guns and killed people in a therapy center, right, because they got triggered. So you got to be really careful to not re-trigger the trauma. So the best way to really check this out is with the intake questions. So really, just be really careful. And so you need to figure out how deep you can go at first. And if it's severe, you need to proceed really slowly and carefully. And you really very well might need to get help. Right? So just always be aware that you may be in over your head. Now, the intake questions themselves can trigger the trauma. So you just have to talk to them. We'll go over these in a second. Many are reluctant to talk about it at all, so it's hard to make headway. We're going to address that. You got to watch closely that for any negative reactions when you're doing treatments. Watch like a hawk, right? And always have resources so that you can get help immediately if necessary. Have referrals on hand. Also maintain boundaries for your own self-care. And focus on whatever issue is the most present so you don't overwhelm them. Sometimes people try to heal everything at once. It's a little too much. Okay. Intake questions. These are our basic intake questions we ask for most things. What brought you here? How you doing? Have you done any sound healing? Is it okay to make? Are you okay to make sound? Or is it okay to talk about the trauma? That's a really important question. And watch closely when you ask that question how they respond. And is there any fear of re-triggering it by talking about it? Watch closely and see how they answer that question. It's so important. Okay, what type of trauma you have? How long have you had? If they're okay, again, these may be too much. Just these questions here may be too much. So you got to really be careful. How long have you had the issue? What triggers it? I mean, if someone has panic attacks around the trauma, you know, you can actually trigger it very easily. What are the symptoms you experience? How often? How long does it last? What's the level of this on a scale of 1 to 10? Where in the body does it manifest? Was there a big event that started it? What are the main stressors in your life? Do you have other health issues? What was your diet? How much do you exercise? Do you drink alcohol? Do you have a support system? Are you seeing a medical or alternative physician now? Are you on medication? How does sound and music affect your condition? Do you have anything you do now that helps? And how do you feel about yourself? And what are your goals in life? That's a really important one, because often people need goals to be able to get out of the depression and out of the PTSD. And have a purpose in life. A purpose, right? Okay, we've got tons of other questions here that you can look over and see, you know, if which ones might be important so you can ask. But those are the main ones right there. Okay. I like the chakra questions, where we actually find out, you know, how grounded you are. Is your crown chakra open? What's that, man? Okay. Practitioner preparation. You need to be at peace and grounded when you go into this session. You need to do your own work. Also, you need to, you know, make sure all your instruments are already set up, obviously. Right? Also, the most important thing is to, again, build confidence and build a relationship with this person. That's even way more important than with any other issue, is to build a trusting relationship. So again, no judgment. And then you can explain to them what you're going to do, because they, you know, can be really anxious about what's coming up. Okay. Also, remember to keep track of everything they like for future sessions. Okay. So then we've got the actual treatments. When you do the treatment, I like to set sacred space now. If it seems a little too out there, you can just say, we set safe space now. Right. And if they're open to a little out there, you can call in helpers and guides and higher beings, or you could just do it silently. I like to do 3 ohms or 3 breaths to start with them. Right. And you can do all of this also before they come in as well, but then do it with them. Okay. So then you can do the music and the sounds. You can play the different crystal bowls and just do a whole sound session, always watching, because if they're fragile or sensitive, it could be too much. So watch like a hawk, right? And then you can play music. You can play the Schumann resonance sounds and music. Or I've got a whole range of music that you can play here that is really effective. Actually, let me play one of the songs here for you right now. This one is called De-Stress. Okay? And this one is actually used for trauma and PTSD at the Massachusetts General Hospital in the Integrative Therapy Department. Okay, so enjoy this one, De-Stress. While we're listening, we can look over some of the things you could do other than sound. It's nothing like a slow fade, huh? So there's really three main things that are the best for PTSD. First of all is the vibroacoustics, sound on the body, getting sound on the body. There's, like I said, with Ed Rupert, they're using the sound lounge, and it gets the vibration down to the cellular level where it's actually embedded in the body. So it overcomes that chaos of the trauma by having this powerful vibration physically through your whole body. There's really nothing better than that. And so I highly recommend that, you can use things on the body like tuning forks and Tibetan bowls and such, but sound tables, sound lounges, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, it's just the best. It's just the best because it not only gets you mellow mentally, emotionally, but physically in your body. And that's so important with trauma because it is totally gets embedded physically in your body. Now, here's another technique that's really important, and that's the brainwave entrainment that we mentioned at the very beginning, to find their note of and rhythm of when they're at peace. Because when you have trauma, again, it's a loop that's going round and round. And if you can replace that with the rhythm of you, that where your brain would normally be before the trauma, you can totally get people back to that state of peace. And it's so cool because you can give them the CDs or downloads to play throughout the day, you know, and whenever they can, and that will keep entraining their brain back to them where they're at peace, where there is no more trauma. So that's really, really effective. You can also do the other one where you do, getting them in the body. There's, you know, a lot of things you can do where you just walk them through the body and tune into different parts and even make sounds of different parts of the body. That's a full range of things to get in your body. But here's probably one of the most important of all, and that's emotional expression. And it's really tricky because a lot of people that have serious PTSD, they are not going to talk about the issue. I mean, somebody that's in the war, they don't want to talk about all the people they killed or their best friend getting blown up next to them. Same with first responders. I mean, I've heard from Ed, I've heard so many stories. I mean, just actually not even a dozen that are just nightmares you can't even repeat, right? And they have these nightmares stories every day, right? So to be able to talk about it is really, really tricky because ultimately what you need to do is express it and get it out of the body and deal with it, right? Or go to a higher perspective. That's really important as well. But here's the problem. A lot of people are scared to make sound, right? Most people, except around here, are totally scared to make sound because what you want to do is you want to get them to the place where they are comfortable making the sound of how they're feeling. But most people, if you say that to someone, can you make the sound of how you're feeling, they're going to look at you like you got two heads, right? So the trick is to get them comfortable making sound. And you can start, the best way is just call and response. Just go, can you do this sound? And they'll go, can you do? Can you do this? Ah, right? And so you totally get them comfortable making really weird sounds, especially emotional sounds. So you, and it could be two weeks to 2 months to get them completely comfortable making sound, just doing call and response. Gibberish is a good one. Blah, 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 blah. And then they go blah, 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 back, right? That can be really cool. And then you start introducing the concept of making the sound of how you feel. And the easiest way to do it is just do it yourself. It's like, okay, here's the beginning of our session. You want to hear about how my day's been or how I've been feeling lately? Or how I feel now, or right? And you just get them comfortable with this weirdness. Because a lot of people don't think this is just weird, right? Around here, it's like the norm. Right? So you make the sound of how you're feeling, and then you when you feel the time is right, you go, okay, how are you feeling today? Oh, I don't know, you know. Well, is it like this? No. Or is it like this? Or like this? That's it. Okay, you want to make that with me? Okay. Right? And so you get them totally comfortable making the sound, and then you do maybe do that for a couple of weeks even, where you, every time they come in, you have them make the sound of how they're feeling, make the sound of what's been going on lately, so they can express emotions without words and without actually pulling up images, right, so far. But then, when they're ready, the next step is a big step, so you got to be really careful with this one. And that is, you have them make the sound of the trauma. Really tricky, because it can re-trigger it. But you say, are you ready? You ready to make the sound? Because when they can get to the point where they can express that trauma, that's really cool. That's the wonderful way to get it out. Really wonderful way to get it out. Now, there's another one that is actually one of the best of all, and that is to actually do desensitizing. And we've got a class that we teach that is so effective for this. Let's see, let me just do a little search here. Desensitizing. Whoops. Okay, desensitizing, there it is. Okay, and some 11 techniques to deal with challenges and conflict. So this technique is really good when they come across something that triggers them, whether it's somebody that's angry, whether it's somebody, some loud noise, whether anything in their life that they, where it triggers, re-triggers that trauma. The first technique is just let it be. Let it be, right? And in the class, we go through how to, we actually play these horrible sounds, and we say, okay, go into the energy of letting it be, no matter what happens. No judgment. It's not good or bad. Just let it be. And then we play those sounds. And just can't, so you can say to them, can you let that trauma be and not have it trigger you? Then you can just be in your body in the moment and just witness it. Be in the moment, feeling your body grounded, connected to gravity, to the earth, right? Then you can do toning while being triggered. That's a stable, consistent vibration of peace that will overcome anything around you or anything you're even just thinking about, right? It's really effective, and it gets physical vibration in the body. Now, sometimes you can't do sound out loud, so you can do things silently. Just do a really loud om in your head. Right? That can be really effective. Again, stable, consistent vibrations are the definition of peace. You can even do a song. You know, you could even do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but you could do Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Just get something going in your head that's got a rhythm, right? Even if it's just a basic rhythm. You can also tone your soul note. Even if you don't know your soul note, which we actually help people find in the brainwave entrainment, you can actually just find any note that sounds comfortable and peaceful and bring in and tune in to the energy of your soul, which never wobbles, right? And just imbue that sound with the energy of your soul. You can also sing along with it. We, I am, right? Make fun of it, right? Or you can do send gratitude for the trigger. That's a tricky one sometimes, but it's helping you learn. It's helping you grow these triggers. After you get to a place where you can overcome this, that's unbelievable, and that's what these triggers and trauma and PTSD are teaching you, to be able to overcome it and not be affected by it. You are not the trauma. You are not the trauma. You are a stable, consistent vibration. You are a soul. You are a spirit. You are universal love. You are not the trauma. So you can always be grateful for what it's teaching you. And then send the sound of compassion to it, especially for anybody that may have inflicted that trauma. This is massive. This is huge. When you can really hold compassion for somebody that's hurt you, because as they say, so when somebody hurts you, they're hurting themselves. They're creating karma for themselves. And they're giving you an opportunity to practice compassion, right? So they are sacrificing themselves for you. When you can have compassion for whoever created that trauma, ooh, boy, that's major, major, major. And then just send the sound of love. You can send it to the trauma. You can send it to the people that created the trauma. You can send it to yourself. Sound of compassion. And then if you can go to a place of oneness, that's tricky for a lot of people, where you really see that it's all perfect. It's all perfect. It's really just the way it was put together for us to grow, right? Okay. So that can be really, really effective. Ultimately, when you can go to a place of universal love or source energy, it's not even a trauma anymore. That's tricky, but if you can do that and lead people into this place where they're one with the universe, that's the ultimate. One of my favorites, though, let me just mention a couple of things. If someone is shut down, then you got to really spend a lot of time getting them to work with the sound. Strong people, first responders, throw them on the sound table, crank it up. But still watch, though. People that are fragile, got to be much more careful with. Or people on drugs or medication, they might be shut down. Or if they're on, you know, recreational drugs, they might be ready to go and have some fun, right, and let it go. And then children, there's some, we've got details on how to work with children and sexual abuse, right? And ongoing trauma. Ongoing trauma is really the trickiest, like first responders or people that are being abused. Oh my God, then you can really discuss with them a support system. Number one thing I do for any issue, and I'll leave you with this one, and that is imagine all effects of PTSD and all effects from the trauma are completely gone. What would it feel like in your body? And what would it be like in your life? You can even do a vision board. You know, imagine it's completely gone. How would your life be if it never happened? Or if it's completely resolved? And then make the sound of that. And hold that energy the rest of the evening, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening. MedicalSoundAssociation.com.